You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It's time for Theater Talk. David Kiley of Encore Michigan is here with his latest look at professional theater companies around the state, beginning with the Michigan Shakespeare Festival.
That's right. We're in full swing now with all three plays in production in Jackson at the Bauman Theater at Jackson College. And they'll move soon to Canton to the Village Theater. And you can come to Encore Michigan or the Michigan Shakespeare site to chart what day or night or and which venue you want to go see. The Tempest, Measure for Measure, and The Rover are all playing this week into the weekend at Jackson. The Tempest, I want to point out, it actually features Janet Haley in the role of Prospera, feminized from Shakespeare's Prospero. Okay. Now, before any purists have a problem with this, I got to tell you, Haley is a multiple award winner. She's actually nominated for a non-Shakespeare thing for our Wild Awards this year. She is a brilliant actress. Cannot recommend seeing this production enough.
And Measure for Measure is a comedy and complicated, so things ensue and you need to pick all through that. What about The Rover?
The Rover, really interesting. It's a comedy written in 1677 by a writer named Aphra Behn, probably the first woman to succeed as a professional playwright in England. She'd quite a life as a writer, a translator, and even as a spy for Charles II. And last season, Kickshaw Theater here in Ann Arbor performed a play called Or, which was about her life. The plot of The Rover, it's a little complicated, but it suffices to say, set in Naples, it features three pretty randy women.
Well, hey.
Some swashbuckling men and great humor and even some very cool swordplay. Also, highly recommended.
Okay. Listen, if you're talking about three randy women, there you go. You just got everybody's attention
And all three plays move to Canton on August 3rd and run there through August 19th.
Such a smart move so you can really pull in audiences. And now we go to the Tibbetts Opera House in Coldwater.
Yeah, I saw Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder this past weekend. I got to say, it is really terrific. I love this play. I saw it on Broadway as well. It's very funny. It's based on a novel written in the 1930s that was then made into a 1949 film with Alec Guinness called Kind Hearts and Coronets. It's about the son of a black sheep member of an aristocratic family. And when the young man's mother dies, she reveals this to him, and he finds that there are 8 members of the family ahead of him in the line to the earldom. So he goes about knocking off all 8. Now, the real star of this play is actor Brian Sage, who plays all 8 members of the family to meet their doom. He is in constant costume change. He plays the smoking jacket wearing squire who hates his wife, a society matron, world adventurer. He plays a crazy, very gay beekeeper. He's really a wonder to see.
This is like a 14-course meal for an actor.
It is. And he knocks it out of the park.
Let's take a listen to a little bit from the Broadway cast recording from A Gentleman's Guide.
For those of you who may be faint of heart, this is a tale of revenge and retribution. So if you're smart, before we start, you'd best depart.
I know this was a big hit on Broadway, and it certainly seems that this production has your wholehearted endorsement.
It is. It has a little touch of Gilbert and Sullivan feeling to it. And I also want to say the first two shows of the summer season at the Tibbetts were kind of disappointing, but man, they made it up with this one, yeah.
All right, and that's the Tibbetts Opera House in Coldwater. And now we swing over to Oakland County to Shakespeare Royal Oak 2018 from the Waterworks Theater Company.
Yeah, they are in the park at the Star JC Park in Royal Oak, and they'll open this week with Much Ado About Nothing. And judging from the play poster and preview, this production, very interesting, is set in World War II.
I'm intrigued.
And yeah, me too. And I have to tell you, I'm very keen to see it because it's always really interesting to me when Shakespeare is moved out of the time in which it was written. I saw a pretty brilliant Richard III in New York that was set in Nazi Germany.
Oh,
you may
I remember
have seen
that.
It,
yes.
And it was made into a movie. So Very
Ian McKellen, I believe.
And Annette Bening too was in it. So very keen to see this production, Much Ado About Nothing.
July 26th to August 5th. And boy, if the weather holds, what a beautiful evening in the park that could be. Now we head to West Michigan to Saugatuck, where Mason Street Warehouse is doing, and I've got to just say this because if I can get through it without laughing, one of the best name shows I've ever heard. Dixie's Never Wear a Tube Top While Riding a Mechanical Bull and 16 Other Things I Learned While I Was Drinking Last Thursday. We're not talking highbrow theater, are we, David?
Yeah, no. Although I will say, if Shakespeare wrote it, I think he would have said whilst riding a mechanical bull.
Oh, I love it.
But this is a one-man, or should I say one-man in drag show. It's set in a roadhouse in Mobile, Alabama, as a hurricane rages outside, and Dixie is cleaning up the place after her friend's bachelorette party the night before. She's doling out a lot of funny advice. Look, I've not seen this play ever. And I have to say, I don't like these kinds of plays, but it's Light Summer Fair, and I must say, artistic director Kurt Stamm, who is the artistic director of Mason Street Warehouse, has an excellent track record for picking the right shows to do. So I have faith that it will be okay.
And I kind of dug around, and when that play has been in other, you know, other areas, other states, it gets good reviews. So.
Yeah. So I won't write it off like I've written off some of these other plays. But and then finally, there's a few more chances to see Lion King up at the Wharton Center in Lansing. There is a lot to be worried about in the play today, and we could all do a lot worse than to think Hakuna Matata or don't worry, be happy.
And you can get the details of all of these productions. Just go to EncoreMichigan.com. David Kiley, as always, many thanks.
Thanks, Cynthia.
It means no worries for the rest of your day.
Yes, say it, kid.
It's our problem-free philosophy. Hakuna Matata.
Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.